Darren Hall, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
7:13 on East Coast Breakfast, Westlife. Hello, my love. Before that, Eminem and Rihanna, The Monster, right here on East Coast Breakfast, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. And I am so much excited to announce the launch of the F&B Business Women's Breakfast in association with East Coast Radio. Here are the details. Two keynote speakers and a panel discussion. The panel discussion is going to be facilitated by none other than Nicola Tyler. Amazing. The two keynote speakers will form part of the panel discussion as well. And the speakers are René Lestander, aviation veteran and executive in charge of Comair's Airlines division. Mzamo Masito, chief marketing officer at Google Africa. The panelists are Ipeleng Mkari. Ipeleng Mkari is the founder of and CEO of Motseng Investment Holdings. Minnie Glamini. You know her. She's the TV presenter, the actress, the model, the face and brains behind the skincare range, MD by Minnie Glamini. The panel discussion facilitator, Nicola Tyler, CEO of Business Results Group. Your MC, our very own Tandul Wethu.
Yes, girl.
So here, get your pen, write this down, or you know, obviously go digital if necessary. Make sure you do not miss this date. 13th of August, Durban ICC, only 800 seats available. It's going to be from 8 a.m. till 11 a.m. Price per ticket, super cheap, 560 Rand for one ticket. For a whole table, 4,600 Rand. Tickets are available now at Quicket. Everything you need to know about the F&B Business Women's Breakfast up there on our website, ecr.co.za.
And if you're still wondering after everything Darren's told you, you're still going, I don't know if this is for me. Well, what we're going to be doing is at 7:38 this morning, we are chatting to the Women in Business head at F&B, Michelle Geraghty. We're going to be asking her, first of all, why is F&B backing this? What should we expect at this breakfast? And who should attend? So if you have any questions, make sure you're listening at 7:38 this morning and you can buy your ticket.
So much of excited to announce the launch of the F&B Businesswoman's Breakfast in association with East Coast Radio. There are two keynote speakers and a panel discussion this year. And the panel discussion will be facilitated by none other than Nicola Tyler. And your two keynote speakers, René Lestander, aviation veteran, executive in charge of Comair's Airlines division, and Mzamo Masito, chief marketing officer at Google Africa. All of these details are on our website, ecr.co.za.
And on the line right now with us, she is the head at F&B Women in Business. Very proud and very excited to have on the line with us this morning, Michelle Geraghty. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm going to ask you straight off the cuff the first question, the F&B Business Women's Breakfast. What is it?
So, obviously, F&B is a global player as well. We're always attuned to what is going on globally. It's International Celebration of Women's Month. And because we also have a link to SIPSI, we monitor growing trends in various niches in the market of our client base. And the number of female entrepreneurs is growing at a rapid pace. And we need to be there to support them. So, the breakfast is an opportunity to connect, hear how other entrepreneurs have fared, learn some lessons from them, and make some new business connections.
Michelle, good morning. It's Sky here. Just quickly, look, we're not complaining, but I have to ask, why is F&B backing this?
So a couple of reasons. As I've mentioned, we've seen a growing number of women entering the business arena of running their own businesses. But the other thing that came to light October 2 years ago is the IFC, a division of the World Bank, approached First Rand with the launch of an SME push program in which we participate. And part of the push loan program that we got to support SMEs, your small, medium enterprises, was a specific carve-out of a sum of money that is designated to be lent to female-headed businesses. So a couple of reasons that we partnered with them. Obviously, we saw the growing number of female clients, but also we are heavily invested in ensuring the economic growth in this country. So and it's not going to come from government. It's not going to come from corporate. We need to be doing everything that we can to be supporting the entrepreneurs out there.
I like it. Be the change you want to see in your community. Michelle, I want to ask you, say I've never been to a business breakfast and I haven't been to the legendary F&B Business Women's Breakfast with East Coast Radio. How do you get that person off the fence? Why must I attend?
Okay, so in our research in establishing what it is that female entrepreneurs are looking for, one of the things that really came to the fore quite prominently is, as a bank, providing platforms for women to connect. Women admitted that we are not as proficient at going out and connecting as you guys are, often as a result of family responsibilities at the time that we start our business. So we tend to default to the internet, and no problem with that, but you're not necessarily getting those warm, fuzzy referrals as to which bank, which firm of attorneys, auditors, etc. So we go out of our way to create platforms for women to connect. What is very exciting this year is that we are looking at the possibility of having pitching booths. So we are saying to those people out there who are considering coming along to join us is, have your elevator pitch for your business ready, because you could well have the opportunity to go into a pitching booth, and we will then have the opportunity to use those pitches on social media platforms, so helping you to connect.
I'm so glad you said pitching three times, because
you thought it was a moaning booth.
Oh, so you get to make your pitch. Okay, I love that. You know what? And you know, but that's a great policy. I said this to everyone who's in business. Would you be able to sell your idea in an elevator in 30 seconds? So that's
exactly
what you. Okay,
Michelle, if I'm listening right now and I feel like I've only just started my business and I don't feel maybe like my business is big enough or like I'm good enough, who can attend this breakfast?
Who should attend?
So all entrepreneurs will tell you that they are constantly on a learning journey. Technology is changing all the time. It affects every industry. So definitely for entrepreneurs, big and small, attend. The other thing is, in the corporate environment, we find very often that women starting their own businesses have spent time in the corporate environment beforehand, honing their skills, making the contacts, seeing the opportunities. This might be the very opportunity for you to connect with somebody that will launch your business. So we are saying that it's not limited to entrepreneurs only. If you're in the corporate environment, if you're considering going into your own business at some point in time, this might well provide the contact that you need.
I love it. Thank you, Michelle. Listen, we only have 600 seats available. It is super, super, super limited. And they do always sell out every year. So if you want to go and get yours, you can get them at quicket.co.za, and all the details to the F&B Businesswoman's Breakfast in association with East Coast Radio is on our website, ecr.co.za.
East Coast Breakfast.